Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sabres pregame coming up. See the tweet about Russell Wilson's birthday party today.
Yeah, I can't avoid Broncos news.
I know. It's hard to avoid. The tweet was from Mike Kliss, who is a TV guy in Denver. I know the Draft Sharks guys have talked to Mike Kliss. Nine News. There it is.
Okay.
His tweet was, there's been some gossip about Russell Wilson standing in the locker room. Per source, Wilson's wife, Ciara, threw him a birthday party last night, and it looked like about half the team was there. That's the quote, on Players' Day off. And then he writes, why do people have to be so hurtful? It's an interesting way to frame that. Like, if it's, the whole football team is invited to a birthday party, like if someone doesn't go, is that rude? I mean, maybe. It wasn't a meeting. It wasn't like you have to be at this. I don't know.
People have lives. I mean, I don't know. Your kid's got a Christmas pageant or something. You're going to prioritize that over, you know, Russell Wilson's birthday party, probably.
Or even maybe just a rare night off. I don't know. Maybe it's a reason for putting it that way. Of course, all the messaging has been that there's this problem.
I have no problem. I don't think I need this birthday party. The birthday party thing doesn't. I don't know. Is half the team might be good. To get half the team at a birthday party on a Tuesday night might be respectable. So I'm not even sure that it fits with the narrative that they hate him.
You shouldn't need 90%.
No.
To call it a success. And if it's about half the team, maybe it's 60%. Maybe it's 65%. People are not good with probabilities. Somebody was looking around the room and estimating how many players were there. Probably not, you know, really counting. I don't need to defend Russell Wilson, I guess, but nobody is. Maybe I do. Maybe someone should.
Did you? We got a minute for something else. Did you?
Yes.
Are you aware of the Jack Edwards, Pat Maroon thing from last night?
Yes.
Did you see? This is old now. I don't know. I'm just seeing it. Jeremy retweeted it. I follow Scott Wheeler. Him commenting on it, I'm surprised I missed it, but during the show that happens. Maroon, for folks who don't know, Jack Edwards, the Bruins play-by-play man, and he went in on Maroon being fat, basically, during the flow of play last night. just worked it in, making fun of Pat Maroon for being overweight. And Maroon,
is he overweight?
I don't know. I don't know.
He can't be like, dude. I'm overweight. He can't be like that. He's playing in the league.
Right, probably not. He's big.
Okay.
He's a big dude. Maroon is, today he tweeted, he's in support of those struggling with mental health, bullying, and body image. I'm making a $2,000 donation in the name of Jack Edwards to Tampa Bay Thrives, and I encourage Lightning and NHL fans to join me. And he sent the link out. So good for him.
Nice gesture.
Yeah.
Edwards then could get a tax credit. If it's in his name, right?
Sure.
That's good, probably good. What he would
well,
do
then,
is take
then
tax
everybody
credit.
Wins.
Everybody wins. Yeah. That's a classy move by the player to not.
Yeah, I agree. He's not like any kind of my favorite or anything, but like good for him.
Maroon?
Yeah. I like him okay. I just, whatever. Three cups in a row.
Pretty good. Yeah. All right. I know Paul tweeted that or something about that story. We'll have Paul on as Sabres pregame comes your way next. Sabres at Red Wings tonight, then the Avalanche are here tomorrow night. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.